little more and had wet places where they put some more. A few days it just dried it up. That's the best for a deep cut. I had a horse cut his leg through the muscle down here. He got a lot of wire wrapped in there and he cut his hind leg. Come to the joint. And I give him to an old boy. He's a fine horse. But I didn't want to doctor him. I thought so much of him. I hated it so bad. He's running and playing, and this war was nailed to another tree, and he got in his leg, you know, and run the end of it, and that thing cut it. Cut the right in the joint. And the joint water was running out, and I didn't think he'd ever make anything. So I'll give this old boy a sack of lime, piece of a sack, you know, paper sack of lime, and give him the horse and told him, well, 6 months, that horse, you couldn't, he had a scar there, but you couldn't tell it.
You didn't spry, huh?
Give us no boy. He didn't have a horse, and I just give it to him. I had plenty of horses, and I just gave him this horse. Because he's a good horse. I liked to ride him. He was a real horse. But I didn't want him to doctor him. I just felt sorry for him.
You mentioned a paper sack. Was that ever called a toot?
What's that?
Or a poke?
Poke, yeah, that's what they used to call those paper sack pokes, you know. That's right, that's what it's called. That's old Tommy, people.
Yeah, that's an old term, isn't it? Some places it's called a toot. Oh, we were talking about these wounds on horses. Did you ever call that flesh that doesn't heal in there anything special?
Crowd flesh.
And yeah. Will lime get that too?
I don't know. Probably not. I guess it'll help.
Well,
it's as good as anything else you could think about it. Of course, veterinaries, they'd have different things. They doctor them for money, you know.
Yeah.
And if they get well, it's all right. If they don't get well, they still got the money.
Yeah, that's right.
And I always tried to doctor one for to use him.
Oh, if you had a friend who died, you wanted to find out why he died, what would you ask?
I'd ask a word kind of like this. What was the matter with my friend? What was it? Did you know what was ailing him? Disease or something like that? Would that be a pretty good answer?
Yeah. Would you ever ask what he died of or what he died from?
And that's what I'd try to find out, you know, what kind of disease he had, you know. What he died from, some kind of, some disease, you know, germ that caused it. Actually, what I believe don't amount to anything in the world, but I believe if it wasn't for these germs getting in you, you'd live from now on until you just...
Sometimes when I'm sick, I just lie there and wonder if I'm not just a farm for little germs. I just think that I'm my own man, but actually they're running me.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
Yeah.
We get that in our mind. It's like, this come on to me. I'm big and stout. I didn't care how to do it as much as anybody. Station, huh? Do as much work. And then that old banged me right in the face one night. Now I can't do nothing.
Am I tiring you too much with this?
Oh, no, no.
Would you tell me if I were?
Yeah, Don't bother me a bit. It's good for me to be up.
Good.
I like to. You see, when I get tired, I'll go lay down and rest. I done lay down while you was gone.
Good.
I lay down when my wife had dinner ready, you know, and I got to eat. I lay down some just like a little kid. I've got to take care of myself.
That's good. Oh, when a person dies, what do they put the body in before they take it out for burial? What do you call that thing?
Casket.